Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, water line rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Total Media is doing an Easter prize pack giveaway, and all you have to do to enter is find our post on Facebook or any of our Total Media platforms and follow the instructions. Once you're entered, you can win a $50 Stockroom 601 gift card, 2 movie tickets to Tri-City Theater, a 3-month online subscription to the Telegram, 2 Total Media t-shirts from Zip Printing Signs and Marketing, 2 Total Media radio keychains, and an Easter basket filled with some candy-filled Easter eggs. It's free to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and the contest is open to first-time new subscribers. The winner of the prize pack will be announced on Easter Sunday. Good luck!
Well, happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where once again we have a special guest. We've had all kind of fun guests this week.
Good deal.
So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I don't know. So this is our friend Jake, and you're with the Bow Hunters Club. Yeah. Have you been here before?
I have not.
Okay. Oh, did they tell you what we do to first timers?
Nope.
I don't do anything. It's fine. I'm just messing with you.
That's all right. Somebody's got to.
We all deserve a little bit of it. It's a Friday, TGIF, the sun's shining, the birds are definitely out chirping, and it's good to see some spring-like looking stuff.
Yes.
Although the pollen is pollinating.
For sure.
To say the least. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, because you guys have a special event coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, correct?
Correct.
All right. And so first off, if you would, Jake Mannering's with us today, and would you kind of explain what the Bow Hunters organization is?
Sure. So we're a local club here in Jackson. We're located out on Jisco West Road, and we try to provide a facility and places for people to enjoy. We'll focus a lot on the youth. We try to get kids involved, try to get them come out and get them shooting. Because, I mean, if you don't get the youth involved, you're never going to grow, right? It's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, right.
10 years down the road. So we have an indoor range, and we have an outdoor facility. We've got outdoor bag targets that you can shoot at. And then we set 3D courses throughout the woods.
Okay.
Is a really good time. If you've never shot 3D, it's a lot of fun.
Now, explain that.
So, it's just, I mean, we have pretty much any animal you can think of. We have deer, we have elk, we have turkeys, we have alligators. I mean, we've got all kind, and they're real life-size 3D targets. They're just made of foam.
That is awesome.
It's a lot of fun, and they have scoring rings on them, and you just go through the woods and shoot them, and it's a really good time. It's a lot of fun.
So okay, so number one, I asked him if he brought a bow, and he said not for you, no. So I take umbrage with that. I mean, I really, you hurt my feelings. Evidently, you don't trust me with sharp objects in your bow.
Yeah, they can be dangerous for sure. For sure.
So no, that is really cool. So out there, is it just bow bow stuff, or do you do guns and everything too? Or
it is just archery there?
Just archery. Just that's the right word. Bow stuff is bow not stuff. The right word.
I knew what you meant.
Okay. Yes, thank you for being understanding. Absolutely. of my stupidity. Okay, so archery. So what, tell me, like, how do you get involved, and or how do you get to go out and participate in all this? Because this sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a good time. So we have our league going on, which is Wednesday through Sunday, and you can go out anytime and shoot. You go in, the building will be open. You can go inside, and there's directions kind of on the whiteboard in there of what you do. It's $10 to shoot for the league. You just pay $10 and you put it in the drop box, put your name on it, you sign in, and you can just go out and you can shoot any, you know, we have 15 targets set
okay.
per week, and it changes weekly.
Oh, so you move them around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But right now, that's kind of what we have going on. Now, we do have shoots throughout the year, which will be posted on our Facebook page, which is Jackson Bow Hunters Club.
Okay.
Real easy to find. And we have different events. We have 3D shoots throughout the year, you know, bigger 3D shoots that are open to the public. Anybody can come and shoot. And then through the winter months, we have indoor going on. So
okay.
we have spot shoots, which you're just shooting at a piece of paper on the wall.
And okay.
they're kind of small targets.
Like what you would think of as just like a target.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then we have indoor 3D as well. So we have a lot of like smaller targets. And that's where the targets get kind of cool because we have mosquitoes and frogs and
what?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, there's all kind of, we have dinosaurs. It's pretty wild, but, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, I mean, look on our Facebook page and you can see our events on there and when they're coming up, and all you have to do is show up and somebody will help you out. We do have some youth bows out there for kids.
Okay.
If they've never shot before. We have youth bows and arrows and everything that they would need out there. Pretty basic stuff, but, I mean, it gets people shooting. It gets kids shooting, and it gets them to enjoy archery, which is, you know, we all grew up, pretty much all the members out there, we all grew up shooting when we were young.
Okay.
And we're just trying to push that on to the youth of the future, you know. I mean, my son, he shoots, and, you know, he really enjoys it. It's something... It's great, you know, when a parent and a kid can get out there and do stuff together.
Sure.
Obviously. My little girls aren't quite old enough to do it yet, but they're getting there.
And they're going to be, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Are they excited about yeah. it?
They want both so bad. It's not funny. Mom's like, no, not yet. We're good. You know, they're six. Hang on. And I was like, well, I get it, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they'll definitely go shooting with dad. They enjoy it.
Well, I would have to think, obviously, when you're talking about, you know, shooting bows and arrows or archery in general or guns or whatever, obviously the most important thing would be safety.
Safety.
100%. So how do you, you know, how do you make sure that the kids and everybody's safe?
So when we do, we had a youth camp in the past.
Okay.
And plenty of members to help, you know, each station. We would kind of break it up into stations, and everyone out there, I mean, we just explained to the kids, hey, you know, if someone's in front of this line, we don't pull our bow back. You don't even have an arrow in it. Just,
okay.
You know, just hang out and we'll let you know when it's time. That's another thing with like the outdoor with the 3D, you got to be real careful.
Well, that's what I was wondering. How do you not shoot each other? Especially if you don't know who's out there.
Right. So you just, I mean, the way we set the course, we set it to where no one will be in front of a target
or okay.
anything behind a target. You know, we'll have a lane going this way and the next lane will be shooting this way. So,
okay.
you know, if someone's shooting here, obviously you can go down this lane and not being in any
gotcha.
Danger. And that just comes with experience of setting courses and learning, you know, everything.
Yeah.
I've been going out there. I think I was 10 the first time I went to the bow club.
How fun.
So it was awesome. And ever since that time I was hooked, and I've been going ever since. So
So do you have, are there ladies that come out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. There's, we have, a lot of members' wives shoot, girlfriends. There's quite a big following of archery in the women's division. I mean,
I would think, and it sounds really cliche, but the Hunger Games movies would have certainly like sparked interest of archery.
Yeah, and it did. It really did. I mean,
I'll bet.
You know, you've seen a lot of women after that. Going
she can
out.
Do it. Why can't I?
Absolutely.
She's a bad A.
Yeah. And she went through a lot of training with that.
I'll bet.
With some Olympic archers to get to where she was in that movie. It was really cool. There was a big story on it about.
So she actually was doing the shooting and that kind of stuff. Yeah, you don't just like know automatically how to do this stuff.
No. It takes time.
So do you all, I would say so. Like lifetimes. Yeah. Do you all have like classes? Like say Jen here wants to go out and learn how to shoot a bow. Like is there somebody out there that can teach me?
We don't currently have anything set up class wise.
Okay.
It's definitely something that we've discussed and looked into.
Yeah. It seems like that would be fun.
We had some instructors out there that did that kind of thing. And then they took jobs as archery coaches at colleges or now I know Jackson was talking about doing an archery program
like at the school
for the school
wow
with the fishing team
which is super cool.
I mean that's great,
super cool.
I really wish that would have been there when I was in school, obviously, but I mean I'm really looking forward to that, being in contact with schools, and hopefully we can get that put together. We'll be the the Jackson home base for the archery team. They'll use our club
awesome.
A practice facility and stuff, so hopefully we can get that going. That would be really cool, something to be a part of.
That is so fun. And I, to be honest, didn't know that is a thing that existed, but I'm so glad to know. And it just there's all kind of things in this world that you have the opportunity to do. And I was like, when you came in, I was like, oh, that would be so fun to try to shoot and see how bad I am at it. Because I'm sure it's very humbling.
You would be surprised. You're probably not as bad as you think.
I don't know about that.
I mean, most people think it's not super hard once you learn the basics, once you learn
the fundamentals. What about physically taxing? That seems like that would be really physically taxing on your shoulders and arms and that kind of thing.
It is. If you've never shot, it does take a toll on you at first.
I'll bet.
Once you get into it, though, it's not as bad as, you get used to it.
Sure.
The funny thing about archery is, when you draw a bow, it uses muscles you don't normally use.
Gotcha.
So, people are fairly strong or think they're in good shape. And when they draw a bow, it's like, oh my goodness.
Back to the humbling thing again.
Yes. Because, you're just using muscles you don't normally use.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, it's definitely something different, but, they make bows in such a wide range of poundages and draw lengths and everything.
Gotcha.
So for someone starting out, I mean, you can get a 20-pound bow nowadays and, real easy to draw.
Okay.
So, they have plenty of ranges for people to get something that fits them.
Okay.
And you start at 20 and then you build up to 30, 40,
So I assume the pound is like how much pressure it takes to pull it or how, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, how hard it is to pull.
Sounds fun.
It is. It's a really good time. It's a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, that brings us to why you're here, because all of this stuff that you all do out there is not free and it's not cheap.
Right.
So what you all do as an organization, obviously costs money. So you guys are doing a big fundraiser this coming, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Not tomorrow, but next Saturday.
Correct. It's the Jackson Bowhunters Whitetails Unlimited Banquet.
The pollen.
This is something we do every year, and it is a moneymaker for the club. Because like you said, it's not cheap. It's not cheap to do. It's we have a lot of ground to maintain. We have buildings and electric,
targets. All of that stuff yes. is expensive.
Exactly. And, you know, it's going up like everything else is. Yep. So we take the money that we get from the Whitetails Banquet and we put it towards new targets. We put it towards maintaining the grounds.
Okay.
You know, we have to keep the grass mowed, try to keep, you know, all the critters away and everything. Electric for the indoor range, it is heated. So
okay.
in the winter months, you know, the heat's always on. You can go out and shoot anytime, and it's nice and comfortable in there.
Okay.
But it does take a lot. I mean, you know, you got to weed eat. You got to clean lanes out for setting targets. You
sure.
know, we have chainsaws, and we've got a ton of stuff out there, and it takes a lot. And it takes a lot of help, and we do have some good members that really put their time in and help, you know, and that's what it takes.
It
so, with that, the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet is a huge help to us.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we don't want to charge people a crazy amount of money to come and shoot, right? You know,
yeah.
we want to keep it as friendly as possible
sure.
and, you know, let everybody have a chance to come do
Absolutely.
It. And, so this is a huge help to our club to be able to, you know, have this and have the funding and have the support of the community, which is also what it takes. You know, this is a big deal to us, and we try, you know, the bow club, we work the show. So you'll see a lot of familiar faces out there, and we have a live auction. We have raffles and giveaways, and I mean there's so much stuff out there that you can win, and it's a really good time.
Cool. So now do you guys, so this banquet is on Saturday. Is it the third? Is Saturday the 30th or is it 29th?
March 30th.
Is it 30th?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was the 29th. Okay. So Saturday, March 30th at 6:30 PM. And then how do you, like, get tickets and stuff like that? Or is there – well, I guess there's a social hour.
Yeah.
You got to talk about social hour. Hello.
Right. That's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
So the doors will open at 5.
Okay.
And that's when social hour starts and the raffles will all open up and the games. A lot of fun, a lot of stuff to do. And then dinner is at 6:30.
Okay.
So with your ticket, you get in, you get your drinks, and you get fed. And that's all included with the price of your ticket.
Okay.
And then obviously with the raffles and the games, you can buy chances and tickets. And
yeah, and that's the whole point of the fundraiser, right?
Right, right. It is, you know, we're trying to make money, right?
Yeah, so, sure.
But in you can message the Facebook page, Jackson Bow Hunters Club.
Okay.
You can message there to get tickets, or you can contact Kenny Moon or myself, and we will make sure that you get a ticket and get taken care of.
Okay. What about at the door?
You can buy tickets at the door if it's not sold out.
Okay.
Chances are it will be sold out.
Okay. It's that popular.
It's that popular. It does not last very long. We hate to turn people away, but we only have so much room.
There's only so many seats.
Right. Only so many seats. So.
And food. So what kind of food y'all having?
It's normally, this year they changed things up a little bit with the way Canner's Cave is being ran. Normally we have like. There'll be two options, chicken, beef, probably.
Okay.
You know, last year I believe we had beef roast and mashed potatoes, green beans. I mean, it's nice. Home cooked,
good
stuff. Yeah, it's really good stuff. The ladies at Canner's Cave put a lot of work into it. They really bust their butts to help us out.
Yes.
Which is huge. So big shout awesome. Out to them ladies, because they really, I mean, they do. They knock it out of the park every year.
Yep.
So
you can get a great meal with that includes your ticket.
Yes.
So
ticket prices, $45 for a single ticket.
Okay.
And then it's $25 for a spouse ticket. So if you want to bring your spouse, it's just $25 extra.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay that. And then the junior tickets are $25 as well.
Okay.
So it's.
That'd be what, a 12 and under or something?
Yeah, I think it is 16 and under, 12 and under, 15 and under. 15. I apologize. 15
okay.
and under. So it's you know, it's affordable. I mean, you're not going to go out to a steakhouse and
no.
eat and drink for $45.
This is going to be fun, you know?
It's going to be fun. That's right. And we try to – it's a family-friendly thing. I mean, it's not, you know, anything crazy. So bring the kids, bring the wife, bring everybody, you know. It's a good time. It really is.
Well, that sounds awesome. And again, the whole thing is to support the Bow Hunters Club. And, you know, like you said, nothing's cheap anymore. And you guys have a lot to maintain. And it would be fun if we could maybe sometime, you know, in all of our spare time, maybe we could come out and take a video and you can teach us how to shoot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you do that?
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
And then you can point and giggle at me when I can't hit a ginormous, you know, barn.
Nah, I'm telling you, you won't be as bad as you think. You really won't.
I doubt that. Although I did do pretty well at axe throwing when I went.
Did you?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It was awesome. So fun.
I've never done it yet. Like, actually, I've thrown a lot of axes.
Yeah, right. Know,
but I've never been to a place. And
well, we lucked out because my husband and I were down in Charleston, South Carolina, and I think I told this on the show, but we lucked out because we went during the day. It was just, like, so hot. It was, like, super hot this summer down there, and we were just dying. And I was like, well, let's go do something inside. Like, because, I mean, it was, like, 3 showers a day hot. Like, you're just like,
yeah, bad.
And so I was like, oh, my God, we've never been axe throwing. And there's, like, an axe throwing place 10 minutes from our hotel. And he's like, yeah, let's go do it. Well, we were the only ones there because it was, like, during the day. It was, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or right. whatever. So the guy comes out, and he's like, you know, they give you, like, the tutorial or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, Jamie had to go outside for something. And I was like, man. So I went and got the guy. I'm like, man, every time I throw this axe, it does the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was sticking in, but it was, the handle was like up.
Right.
And he was like, okay. He's like, we'll throw it again. And so he comes out and he gives me like this whole like private lesson situation. So when my husband got back, I was just killing it.
Yeah.
And he was like, what just happened? So like, I mean, he's still very good at whatever he does, but like, I was like tying him every time and he's like, what just happened? I'm like, nothing. I don't know. I just got really good. But the guy made me back up a half step. That's all. I mean, well, he gave me some form technique right. stuff too, but like, he's like, you're too close. You need to back up a half step because you were getting into the second rotation.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that makes total sense. So anyway, I lucked out for like a whole private axe lesson. Throwing
That's
lesson.
Awesome. That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah, bring it on. I will kick your butt when it comes to axe throwing. But no, but it's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can see where like archery and all of that stuff would just get, even like shooting sports like guns and all that. I see where that would just get really addictive.
It is very addictive.
As long as you do it safely and everybody and in a controlled environment.
Right.
You know, not like some of the neighbors that just go out and shoot guns at my house.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
no,
not safe.
No, don't do that. It's really not that good. But anyway, so yeah, I think that's really awesome.
It is. That's cool.
So, but okay. So once again, Jackson Bow Hunters, and is Whitetails Unlimited just the name of the banquet, or is Whitetails Unlimited part of the Bow Hunters, or
so
how does that work?
Whitetails Unlimited is its own entity.
Okay.
They're nationwide. I mean, they do a lot of conservation efforts toward the white-tailed deer. You know, most people, it's the most hunted animal in North America, right? I mean, the whitetail is everywhere.
Okay.
So we have to preserve that, right? We have to make sure that the white-tailed deer is there for our kids and our grandkids to hunt. And they put a lot of effort into the conservation of that to make sure that that animal's there.
Gotcha.
For, you know, generations to come. So we partner with them. We're the Southern Ohio chapter of Whitetails Unlimited.
Okay.
So they have chapters everywhere, you know, all across the country.
Gotcha.
But, we're the Southern Ohio chapter for them.
Okay.
And we try to, you know, they put this on in coordination with us.
Sure.
And, you know, it funds them as well, along with us. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. They get money from this and they put it toward conservation of hunting and whitetail.
Well, the whitetail deer obviously is such a conundrum because it's like you don't want to hunt them all to where they don't exist anymore.
Right.
But we have to hunt them.
We have to hunt them.
Because
if you enjoy your car, you should thank a hunter.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, there's the dum-dums like me that have them in their in your backyard. And you're like, oh, they're so pretty. And I so funny story. I don't know if I've told this or not, but there was like a mommy deer and she had two babies, which I don't think it's uncommon for them to have twins.
No, that's pretty common.
And obviously something happened to one of the babies and she had a leg that was like had been broken
right.
and it was, it kind of stuck out. Mm-hmm. So she was very obvious when I saw her. And so she's a little itty bitty baby. So we have 17 acres at our house, but right. So I enjoyed watching her that summer, just watching her get along and how she was growing and strengthening and whatever. And we saw her all the time. And then I'll be darned if that same deer didn't come back the next year. And then she had babies. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. It happened for about 3 years, and then I don't know what happened to her.
After that.
Yeah. But it was just like I knew she came back because, or she was there because it was obvious.
Right.
Obviously the same deer. And it was just like, oh my gosh, that's so cool to see that happen.
It is. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people think of hunters as cruel and you know, they don't care about the deer, which it's actually the exact opposite. We do. We care a lot about the deer.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we practice to make sure if we are going to take an animal that we put a good shot on it. It's quick. It's over. It's
yes.
done with. There's yeah. no pain. It's just, you know, and then we eat what we shoot. You know, that's part of.
I hope so. You know, yes. like you hope right. that somebody is being responsible about it and not, you know.
Right.
And doing it for the wrong reason.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of programs out there. Where people will shoot a deer and donate it to programs to feed homeless or feed, you know, people
that's
that are
awesome.
In need. There's a lot of those programs out there, and that's really cool to get into that because, you know, farmers don't generally like deer, right? They tear
well,
the crop
they eat,
up.
They yeah, eat, they eat my flowers.
Exactly.
They ate my garden.
Yes.
Like
horrible about gardens.
Yeah.
So, you know, farmers get permits every year to harvest so many animals. And a lot of those guys do that. They donate them. If they're not going to eat them themselves,
sure.
they donate it. And if you've never ate whitetail, it is absolutely amazing. It is some of the best game meat in the world. I mean, it's delicious. My kids, you know, my son, he wouldn't even eat meat growing up unless I told him it was deer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could have been chicken. It didn't matter. As long as I told him it was deer, he would eat it, you know? And, I mean, we eat a lot of wild game in our house, a lot of duck, goose, deer, and it's so much better than, you know, what you're buying at the store nowadays. It seems like it tastes better, everything about it. It's just,
well, certainly know, more natural.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, as a hunter, you know, we care a lot more about these animals than people think we do.
Yeah.
We feel...
well. Not to interrupt you, but I think it comes, and this is where I take umbrage with the whole thing is, you know, the people that are doing it just for trophy or are strapping it to their car and honking their horn driving around town and all that. I'm like, come on.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's not respect to the animal at all.
Exactly.
And that's where I have a problem with it.
I agree. I mean, you have to show that animal respect.
It deserves the respect. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it's not easy to kill a wild animal. It's not. I mean, you're going into their home, you know, you're putting a tree stand or a blind or whatever out there and they know, I mean, they're very smart.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody moves your couch in your house and you walk in, you're right. going to know.
You kind of know.
something's going on. So, it's not easy. I mean, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time and, you know, and we do that and we try to do it out of respect for the animal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we want to. A clean, quick kill, and, you know, then we're going to eat, you know, and celebrate that animal because that's what we do.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of that in, like, if you watch, like, the Yellowstone and all that stuff. And I think they preach that pretty well in some of these shows I've seen recently. And I was kind of, like, glad to see that because, I don't know, doing it for the wrong reason just is not good.
Exactly. And... you know, hunters get a bad name because of the ones that do that. But most of us are not like that.
Correct.
You know,
I think that's awesome. I think that was just important. I don't know how we got off on the tangent, but I think it's important to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out loud.
Right.
That
just for people to understand.
It's not about hanging a deer head on your wall.
Exactly.
Like, you
know. Absolutely.
It's not. So, all right. Well, cool. Are they ready to go? Okay. Cool. All right. Well, is there anything else? We do want to make sure that you make plans to attend the Jackson Bow Hunters Whitetails Unlimited Banquet. And again, that's not tomorrow. It's a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
And you can get tickets by contacting Jake or Kenny Moon, 418-7404 or
740-988-6424.
Okay. And also just check out the Facebook page, yep. Jackson Bow Hunters.
Jackson Bow Hunters Club on Facebook.
Club, okay.
Or you can look myself or Kenny Moon up on Facebook. We're on there. Feel free to shoot us a message.
Awesome. So there's any way that you can, or find a member of the Bow Hunters Club and they can probably get you in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, somebody will be able to point you. There's a lot of us out there, so just reach out. Somebody will get you taken care of.
Very good. Dylan, I got us into something. I said we should go out to the Bow Hunters Club and they can teach us how to shoot stuff.
I agree. For sure.
And then y'all can point and giggle. That'd be awesome. No. So Jake, thank you for spending your morning with us. It's been a delight talking with you because I've learned a ton.
Good.
And learned about the Bow Hunters Club that I didn't really know about. So this is kind of what our show's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And feel free to contact us about joining the club. It's $75 a year and it's a lot of fun. A lot of opportunity.
Sounds like it. And if you have kids that are interested, this is your perfect opportunity to get them involved.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then they can join that high school team whenever it exists.
Exactly. That'll be awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, have a great weekend. Thank you for spending your morning with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Very good. All right. Well, up next, I think we have our friends from the Vinton County High School Drama Club, and they got brave. They are doing Phantom of the Opera.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, you may as well pick a big one if you're going to do it.
Yes.
So, anyway, we'll be with them in just a second. Did you want to do the weather first or... What did we want to do, Hayden? Yes, I got the right finger. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys.
All right. Well, let's talk about the weather forecast. It is a little bit all over the place again, but partly cloudy skies today. The sun was shining when I drove in this morning, and a little bit warmer temperatures, highs around 62 degrees, lows of 40 overnight tonight. Tomorrow on Saturday, a bit cooler with highs around 50, lows of 26, and that 30% chance of rain pops back into the forecast. And then on Sunday, they are calling for some sunshine, which is just a fantastic thing. We'll take it. But a little bit cooler temperatures with highs around 55, warming up a hair on the beginning of your work week. So, all right. Well, I think we have our friends from the... Well, hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much for tuning in this morning with us. We appreciate it. And... first off, can you tell everybody who you are? Introduce yourselves.
My name's Elijah. I'm like Monsieur Ryer in the musical.
I'm Avery. I control the backstage.
I'm Lissa. I play the male role of Pianji.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I play Raul.
Hi, I'm Delaney, and I play Madame Jerry.
I'm Olivia, and I play Carlotta.
My name is Brooklyn, and I play Christine Dye.
I'm Ashton, and I'm the Phantom.
I'm Lucas, and I play Joseph Bouquet.
Okay, very, very cool. And so if I'm trying to harness my memory of Phantom of the Opera, and there's quite a large cast there, and there's some beautiful music within the production, though. So do you get to sing all the fun songs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. And that's kind of the whole point of a musical, right? So how did we get to pick Phantom of the Opera?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, question.
I'm not really quite sure.
The director chose it.
So who is your director? Is she right there? Is that the hands? Do I see the hands?
You'll have to scoot it.
You guys are hilarious. No, that's awesome. And Fan of the Opera, Andrew Lloyd Webber, obviously, production there. But super duper duper cool. Very difficult, I would assume, to do. You know, it's quite a contrast from what we're doing here in Jackson, which is SpongeBob the musical.
That's a good show.
Right? But it's like night and day, right? So tell us a little bit about the Phantom of the Opera. Somebody kind of give us a synopsis about what people will see, in case you don't know.
So basically, Phantom of the Opera is kind of a love story, but also at the same time, it's kind of like a crime thriller. So basically, the Phantom, who runs the opera, he finds this female prospect singer, this Christine Daae, and he falls in love with her and her voice. And while at the same time, Raoul, this very rich man that Christine grew up with, comes back to the opera and finds her singing, and he tries to kind of rekindle what they had before. And it kind of creates this love triangle kind of thing, and the very competitive relationship between, Christine, and she has to choose between who she wants, whether she wants to, chase the bad guy, the Phantom, or she wants to go towards Raoul, the good guy, who's really sweet. So with money, right? Right. So that's basically the Phantom, and there's a lot of. A lot of details I'm missing out, but a lot of people are going to have to come and see it in order to find it out. So.
There you go. That's exactly right. So tell us the details of the show. Is it this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are at 7, and then Sunday's at 3, and they'll all be at Benton High School, obviously.
Doors open 45 minutes prior.
Okay. And then you said that's at the high school, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you'll just kind of follow, I'm sure, just follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll know where to go. So how do people get tickets?
They can go to the treasurer's office in the courthouse and get them, or we're selling them in the school office, or you can get them at the door because we still have them available.
Okay. And then will you all have, because I know I was talking with the Jackson kids and they were talking about a little refreshment stand. Will you have that?
Yes, we will have concessions.
Okay. And who's popping the popcorn?
Boosters.
Okay. I thought maybe you guys were before the show.
It'll be good, we promise.
Ralph and Sarah Henneman have taken that on to pop all the popcorn.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good deal. So how long have you all been working on this show?
December and January.
Yeah. And have you been, did you have to do your own sets and costumes and all that? How does that work?
Yes. Great. We have a great community support and awesome people come together to help us with our costumes and our sets.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
gorgeous.
Yeah, they're really nice. That's awesome. The chandelier fly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many of you have actually seen, like, the Phantom of the Opera, like, production? Like, Broadway production?
Yeah.
If watching it on YouTube.
But not going in, actually.
Yeah. Like, not live, but you've seen it on, like, YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how close to that is your actual production? I know it has to probably be scaled down a little bit.
We use the exact same script, just, like, a bit of change to make it more high school friendly. But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
That is awesome. So, folks, I mean, you got to get out and support these kids and watch this, because it is going to be absolutely amazing. Phantom of the Opera has always been one of my faves, so I'm super excited for you all. Did you know, I was thinking, tell everybody, you know, like the drama club in general, like if somebody's thinking about joining, what would you say to them?
Do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it.
I mean, go ahead, Lucas.
It's absolutely worth it. I mean, I hate to go on tangents a lot, but I came in my freshman year, and it's kind of crazy how much I've grown onto everyone. You know, I love my people, and I'm always I'm devoted to support them for forever now. So I guess if you're looking for, you know, that connection with people and stuff like that, and you can sing and dance, it's totally worth it.
That helps too.
The amount of new friendships that you will make with people that you never thought you would be friends with is phenomenal. You'll have so many of your peers supporters, mm-hmm. and your directors are absolutely amazing. Joy Henderson and Corey Harper are perfect. And Marsha. And Marsha Burns.
And, like, besides, like, all the friends, like, it's just a ton of opportunities, but, like, you get to learn new talents, like, that you've unlocked. Like, you get to go on stage, perform. You get to, like, feel, like, so accomplished. Like, once you get on stage and perform in front of everyone, when the curtain closes and the applause happens, it's absolutely wonderful. It also opens up a lot of opportunities for, like, scholarships and going into college.
It helps kids figure out who they're supposed to be. Gives them the confidence to try.
Yeah. To add with what Ryan said, like, it's a very diverse group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have our athletes, and we have, like, the people who are more into, like, science and things like that. Like, the people who don't hang out with each other every day get to come together and be one. And it's really inspiring to have that support of mm-hmm. not only our directors, but also, like, if we play sports during, like, musical season, working around our schedules and making sure that we can do it all. And that is just something that I really appreciate, and I really gravitate towards when I push people towards it. Musical is that they can do everything.
It also just truly allows you to have this family experience that you don't normally get in a lot of school clubs, because we spend so much time together working through.
It's almost like going to war, you know, you've got to support each other.
Yeah,
no, that is so awesome. And I love that you all say that, because I just feel like the camaraderie that you have amongst yourselves is very apparent and very, very cool. And, you know, you may find, I know, like, my little cousin, for example, she went and tried out for the musical here several years ago when she was in school, and she didn't even know she could sing and got the lead. Like, it was just like, this voice came out and she's like, I didn't know I could sing. And so discovered that. And I'm sure that some of you have experienced that, where you just found a talent within yourself that maybe you didn't know you had.
Yes.
Definitely. Or at least some confidence, right?
Yeah.
Well, very cool. And I think this is such a great thing. Phantom of the Opera is so awesome. And you guys have picked a doozy, because that's going to be, it's, I'm sure it's very tough, but very rewarding all at the same time. And who gets to fling the chandelier?
One of the booster dads.
Nice.
He's very strong and very brave.
My dad is, the chandelier falls on, when someone. It falls on someone. And my dad is very like, I want to make sure everyone's safe. So he's the one who's controlling the chandelier and making sure it does not hurt anyone.
Well, very good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It's the Phantom.
Well, very cool. So is there anything else you guys would like to tell our viewers while we have you here?
Come on down, please.
Come out and support us. We would love to see you all.
It's a great show. Yeah. A lot of work. A lot of fun.
That's exactly right. And how much are tickets, and about how long does the show last?
Tickets are about $7.
And then show is like what?
Two hours with intermission.
Okay, very good. So just a fun night and or Sunday afternoon for that matter. And so come out tonight, tomorrow night, or Sunday afternoon at 3 and support these kids. And you have the opportunity to see, well, I mean, all of our local productions, because there's several during the weekend. So you can just go from one to the next. How's that?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, you guys get back to practicing and do a great job. Break a leg, as they say. And we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, and go back to class. I know you're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye.
How cute. What a lot of fun that is. And those kids have all worked so hard for all of the different productions this weekend. So I know we have productions in Vinton County, as you just talked about, from Phantom of the Opera. We also have Into the Woods there in Wellston, and also Jackson with the SpongeBob production. So lots and lots of opportunity to get out, see some fun theater, and support the local kids and their musicals this weekend. So, all right. Well, Derek's in here.
Derek is in here. Yeah, I was here for that.
Oh, so you don't want to talk to us?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Dylan, do you have something to show?
So
okay. Well, Derek, have a seat.
Okay. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
No, I came to watch that.
Oh, where'd your hair go?
It's a long story. No, actually, when I graduated college.
Yes.
I shaved my head.
College made it fall out.
No. I just shaved it.
You shaved it as a joke.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to see what it looks like.
Okay.
It just never came back.
Gotcha.
So the joke was on me.
The joke was on me. So Derek here is, what's your official title?
I'm just
Wild Sales Guy. Yes,
I'm a sales representative.
Sales representative here at Total Media. So if you have a business out there or anything that you would like to promote, get hold of Derek here and he'll take great care of you.
Yep. Just give us a call. I mean, even if you're a new account, old account, we'll get you to the right person. I just dropped.
How big is your rear end?
I don't know.
You're just a little guy, too. I don't know why your chair is. No.
But yeah, just give us a call. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you just have questions or you're not sure how to promote your business or your event or whatever, these guys are full of information and can help you out along the way. Because, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, you're busy running your business and you're like, I know I need to advertise, but I don't have a clue like what to do or how to do it or whatever. So that's kind of where you guys come in.
Yep. We'll sit down. I mean, as we continue to grow here at Total Media, I mean, with the radio markets and everywhere we're at, we'll just really try to help focus in on what works best for your company.
Yeah, and let's talk about, while you're here, some of the opportunities that you have to advertise, because Total Media is just that, a total media company where we have everything from zip printing and all the great things that they do to the Telegram and what all is available.
So we have zip printing, like you said. We have the Telegram. We now have 19 radio stations under the umbrella. Markets here in Jackson, Athens, Waverly, and now Point Pleasant.
Okay.
We have the three local movie theaters, Silver Screen, Danbury, and Tri-City that we can sell pre-show advertising to. And then also, you can advertise here.
On Main Street TV.
Yes.
Which is fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Am I missing any? Digital billboard.
Yes.
I was missing one. I knew that was too quick.
The billboard, yeah. Yes.
And then we have the digital billboard down here by Enterprise.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then you can do combos of all or some or whatever. And that's where people like Derek come in. And to get hold of you, how does somebody do that?
You can just call the main number and ask for a sales rep. And
that's 286-3023, I believe.
Yes. Yep. Nope. And then we'll find out which market you're in. We'll get you, the front desk will get you to one of us, which is now up to, what we got? 6
sales reps?
Six or seven to cover in this whole area.
There you go. So you have any opportunity to chat with somebody and figure out along the way.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
Well, cool. So what else is going on? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Going to the drama. Going to the play.
Very good. Are you going to one or the other? Or
I'm going to SpongeBob.
Okay.
My wife's the assistant director.
Yes.
So absolutely. I'm going Saturday night, and then my stepson is Gary, the snail.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And technically Petey the pirate. But that's because I was told that my meow was a little too adult when I auditioned for Gary. I did a sexy meow as my audition. I didn't get it.
No, well, there's probably a reason for that.
No, I was messing with him. He's like, I really want this role. And I was like, well, I'm auditioning too. And so I sent in a video and I didn't get it. Now, Parker had a good, my daughter also had a good audition. She's okay.
A little itty-bitty thing.
Yeah, she can't sit still, so she wasn't going to do it. But no, we're going Saturday night.
That'll be fun.
I've been hearing all about it this week.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be cool.
But no, I mean, where I went to Vinton County, I actually saw them practicing a few months back when I was at a fundraiser at the high school doing Phantom. So I just came in here because, I mean, that's my alma mater.
Yeah, absolutely. And Phantom is just so cool. I mean, it's so cool.
Yes. It's a hard show. Yeah, it is a very hard show.
We used to sing when I was in choir in high school. We used to sing there was a compilation of Phantom songs, and we loved it so much. It was so fun to sing, but it's tough.
Yeah. Very tough. I'll tell you, it was one Saturday they were making the SpongeBob stuff.
Yeah.
They were working on it. And it was the first time I was asked to go help. And there was other dads there and stuff that have been doing this for years. So Cora shows up and I'm like, I don't know this lingo. I wasn't from this.
Handed you pool noodles and told you to make some.
Yes.
I was like,
I'm willing to help, but somebody has to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing here. I was like, Lee Lord. And I was like, does Lee need help at the baseball field? I was like, I know that. So, I mean, It was fun. I mean, Courtney and the kids absolutely love it.
Lots and lots of fun. And that's the whole point of all of these productions is so that the kids can get some experience, have some fun along the way, make great friends, make great mm-hmm. memories
yep.
That will last a lifetime. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dylan, did it download?
Oh, yep, we're good.
Okay, very, very good. What are we watching?
Okay, so this is called Radiation. It's a skit produced by Jackson High School where the world is just kind of destroyed. And there's only one guy left, and it's the one who did it. So, yeah, much different than what I used to produce, but I have it loaded up. So, you guys ready?
A little more serious, huh?
Yep.
All right. Here it goes. Let's watch it.
Dr. Mannering, test 193-C. We have uranium-239.
Radioactive.
I'm glad the school stayed up.
I know. I mean, of all the things, why does the school still have to be there?
Is that the high school or middle school?
Yeah, that's the high school.
Okay. I'm not in the high school that often.
Well, it is fairly new, so I guess yeah. I could see where if the world came to an end, it would still be standing.
I could also see the middle school just never falling down.
It hasn't yet.
Yeah, so. So, I mean, if it made it too, I wouldn't be surprised.
So, yeah, that's...
I mean, graduating from Vinton County, I mean, our old school, where it's still kicking.
And you're like, it will never.
No.
It's just never going to go away.
No, not at all.
Although I said that about Kennison, and a big old backhoe took care of that, so. Which was very disappointing as someone that spent a whole lot of years there.
Yeah.
And all of our local grade schools, they got... But anyway.
See, I never went to the old Vinton County High School.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was only at the new school. But I've heard a lot of stories throughout the years of the old school.
Oh, there's the fact that we survived a whole lot of stuff was the understatement of the year.
I was super sad whenever they tore down the old Hamden Elementary.
Yeah.
When they made the three new schools.
Yeah.
And then the one we gravitate towards, like, my classmates, is we missed the old Vinton County Junior High in Allensville.
I don't even know that I was ever there.
No, I mean, it was something.
It was something.
And I mean, you drive past the new elementary schools that we got a few years back are very nice. But
oh, they are. And, you know.
But we drive by and I miss the old junior high. You had to actually walk out and go to the other school to get your lunch.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Like you would have to go out and go to the elementary part to get your lunch and come back. That's real.
I'm guessing that's not a thing in today's world.
I would say no.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, if you're the only person left on Earth and you're stuck in the high school, at least you'd have a nice cafeteria and way to prepare food and stuff.
I guess. Yeah, I guess so. You're at the old junior high.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Well, very good. All right. Well, Dylan, do we have anything else before we get out of here for the Friday?
Nope. I think that's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Derek, for hanging out with us this morning, and Dylan and Hayden for pushing all the buttons and all that. Thanks to our friends from the Bow Hunters, and also thanks to the Drama Club from Vinton County High School for chiming in this morning, because they took on a big production there as well. So, So again, all of our local schools having productions this weekend. So please at least get out and see one of them. Support the kids. They've worked really, really hard since Christmas break, basically. So, yeah. All right. Well, have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Party on.
Does this make party on, Wayne?
Yes. Party on, Garth.
There we go. Does he get that reference?
I do not.
Good grief. All right.
He's so young.
He's so young. He's such a baby. All right. Well, have a great weekend. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you right back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
This just in.
The Telegram News has a new website.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Same dedicated coverage.
Same trustworthy news with a brand new look.
Covering Jackson and Benton counties and surrounding areas.
Locally owned and operated, TheTelegramNews.com has its finger on the pulse of the community.
Stay up to date on local events, high school sports, and breaking news.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Subscribe today at TheTelegramNews.com.
Check it out.